We're back with very special guests. And first, we've never had a king on the show before. And our first guest, Daniel Guzman, is in fact the king, playing the king, and the king and I welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Your Honor, Your Majesty.
Your Majesty.
And joined by the co-star of The King and I, playing Anna from the original book, Anna and the King, the lovely Elizabeth Ward Land. And thank you for coming on our show.
Nice to be here, Art.
Tell us, what's it like to be a king?
It's fantastic to be a king. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well, King and I has to be everyone's favorite show, movie. It's been in our culture for 40 years or so. Yul Brynner, of course, the classic in the movie. And Musical Theater West is bringing it to Long Beach.
I have some big shoes to fill.
Big shoes. Yeah. But you have a distinguished career. And you've been in Jesus Christ Superstar national tour.
Mm-hmm, where I played another king, King Herod.
Another King, Carousel, Guys and Dolls, Man from La Mancha, West Side Story. You've done them all.
I have.
You like musical comedy.
I love musical theater. That's where my roots is.
Your roots are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, welcome to Long Beach.
And
I'm glad. Elizabeth, you've been in quite a few productions of Musical Theater West.
Yeah, this is my third. They have been very, very good to me. It's my second home.
Yeah.
Especially my home in California. I did Kiss Me, Kate there. And then last year I did The Thing About Men.
Oh, yes, that's mm-hmm. Delightful.
The delightful, The Thing About Men.
But so you are the co-stars of this show.
We are, and we didn't know each other before, but we've been in your green room finding out who we know and
how,
getting to know you, all about you. Uh-huh.
Right here.
And right here.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. So it's been great.
What's it like, and I ask this question repeatedly, but I love to ask the question, what's it like getting up in front of a couple of thousand people and belting out tunes?
It's the greatest rush in the world, which is why I have endured this crazy lifestyle to still do it. It's wonderful. And it's really great when you get to do it as a part of, as a character and as a part of a piece and with the fellow actors. That's really why I still like to do live theater. Mm-hmm. Because every evening you're all getting together and you're trying to make it appear that this is happening for the first time. And that's our job. So that you as an audience feel like you are witnessing it for the first time.
And Daniel, speak to how important the audience is in what you do.
They're extremely important. That's why we come back to live theater. I mean, both of us, Liz and I, in getting to know each other, have done film and TV as well. And there's nothing like live theater because you get the response and the rush from hearing the oohs, the ahs, the applause. Crying, anything, and you just know that you've touched somebody. And unfortunately, in TV, you know that you do it, but you don't get that instant gratification.
It's that instant mm-hmm. feedback.
And that's what's so fantastic about live theater.
And Elizabeth, explain a good audience and a not so good audience.
Well, a good audience is a participatory audience.
Right.
They're there, you can hear them, that you want them to laugh, you want them to clap. You don't want them to talk or speak on their cell phones, however, which is a whole new dimension which we've added lately.
Yeah.
But they're with you there. That is why we do live theater, is for the audience. It wouldn't exist if there was not an audience.
And does a good audience, Dan, elevate the performance?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you hear their responses and you know that they're with you, it elevates you even more and makes you want to perform even better, and you're with them. It's
and you
give
can
and
tell
take.
That
you
what tell. You're doing is coming
is
across.
Right.
So it's a constant affirmation all night long. And when the audience is what we call a bad audience or not with us, it's just a struggle. And most times the audience will have had a wonderful time. They just didn't vocalize
emote.
It. They did not do their part in the emoting.
Right.
So it's a partnership.
What is the longest running show you've ever been in?
The longest I've done would have been Jesus Christ Superstar, which is what I just finished, which
was
3 years.
So 3 years. When you're doing the last week of 3 years, like Liz's point, how do you keep the energy level up when you've done it 5 million times?
Because that's the beauty of live theater. It's spontaneous. The audience.
It's the first time for the audience.
The energy from the audience is different every single time. So it will never, ever be the same.
So that's what makes you a professional, that the fact that after 3 years you can still make it seem fresh to that audience who's seeing it for the first time.
Exactly.
And Elizabeth, when did you know you wanted to be an actor?
Oh, I don't know. I think my mother will say the minute I was born. But I started as a musician. All through my growing up, I played the oboe.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yes, I was a big geek.
It's one of those.
It actually looks more like a clarinet, and it's reed instrument.
Okay.
But I always sang. My mom was the music teacher in town, and I always sang and did plays. But I think my first starring role was Peter Pan at about age 10, and I think I was hooked.
That is the first show I ever saw in my life. Mary Martin on Broadway with the British Flying Rig. So Peter Pan plus Michael and Wendy. They have you make a great Wendy. I can see it in your eyes.
Well, and when you fly, when that Peter flies, it is theatrical
so
magic.
Yeah.
And I think that was when I was hooked.
Yeah.
Hooked.
Oh, does it get any better than this? Having a king, having Anna. You want to go see them at Musical Theater West, forthcoming production of The King and I, opening November 5th at the wonderful, beautiful Carpenter Center on the Long Beach State campus. Guys, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Stay with us. Tori Bush coming up on the Belmont Shore Christmas Parade.